Big Jim's house.
Welcome into Big Jim's house. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. Angie as well. Hi, Angie. How are you? She's in the other room. We're all in our places with bright smiley faces. Reeling in the ears coming up at 6:45. Three clips from 1 year. Great prize, too. Here's your clue. Sucking on chili dogs.
Oh, that's... Yeah, there you go. Good clue.
Still the dumbest lyric in a classic rock song. I don't get it. You don't suck on a chili dog. Anyway, well, but that's coming up at 6:45. Sorry. So, the cooler.
Yeah.
I mentioned this towards the end of the show yesterday. In my neighborhood, off in the woods, is a cooler. It's in the trees. It's just sitting there. If you want to see what I'm talking about. And by the way, thank you for all the Pennywise references on Facebook yesterday. That didn't help. Text us. The keyword, of course, is...
Cooler.
Is there anyone listening who's found anything weird in the woods?
That's it.
248-398-9279. I know it's a strange question. 248-398-WCSX. You came upon something weird in the woods. We had a lady yesterday. She found a mattress in the woods. You and your buddies used to party in the woods all the time.
Well, yeah, we used to hang out. We grew up, all our subdivision was like intertwined through the woods.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of cool little hangouts and stuff. What was cool, what we would find before you could build houses there and stuff, you could hunt, obviously, that land, or
yeah.
People just did. And we would find really old shotgun casings and old tree stands, like, way deep in the woods.
Really?
That was pretty cool, yeah.
We found something shaped like a hut. It's hard to explain, like a little enclosure. We had the same thing. We had a cut through to like my friend's neighborhood, and you went through these woods.
Yeah.
And we'd hang out back there. And then as a kid, we found this thing, and someone had taken like branches and stuff and made it look like a little mini igloo.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was weird. It was all, and I'm not, it's just wood branches and leaves and stuff. And
that's Blair Witch stuff.
It was kind of, now that I look back, I'll have to call Stuart Kleppe and find out what we remember about that. 248-398-9279. What's weird that you found in the woods? So I did open the cooler yesterday. Or I pulled over and checked it out. The video is up as well. All you got to do is text us. The keyword, again, is
cooler.
If you want to be freaked out, be careful. Yeah? Okay, hold on. Frank in Westland, you're on, man. So what'd you find in the woods?
I was walking in the woods. I found a package that had a... it was a vibrator. But the package was... It was empty, but it's something you don't expect to see in the woods.
No. Okay. Well, that's different. Yeah, I didn't find that. We would have a different keyword. You didn't, yeah, like keep it or anything, right? You just got rid of it, right?
Oh, no, I just left it right where it was.
No, good move. Okay, yeah. No, that's not one you take home to mom. Well, never mind. Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right, thanks.
There you go. It's 248-398-9279. Huh, I don't want you to.
Think what if that falls in the woods?
Hey, Mom! Look what I found, Mom! No, that's not, no, it's not cool, man. You can't do that. 248-398-9279. Good Lord.
Oh,
did
boy.
Not expect the conversation to go this way. So anyway, yeah, the cooler, by the way, there was no head in it. We want to clarify.
Well, that's
that.
Good.
Yesterday, I was convinced that it was the head from Seven.
Yeah.
You know, what's in the box?
That's good that you didn't find a head.
Is it?
Yeah.
I could have made a local news. Nah, we're a local radio station. Channel 4 wouldn't cover it. Yeah, they still would have been there.
Then you got to deal with the hassle if you're the one who found it. You got to stick around for authorities to come.
How pathetic are we that our thing is, that what we're doing is, we're concerned about the problem we have.
Yeah.
Someone has been decapitated, but we're like, God.
Take time out of my day now.
I got to talk to this.
Big Jim's house.
So there's a cooler in my neighborhood sitting out in the woods. Kind of got me freaked out. Immediately, mine went, Seven, there's a head in there.
Yep.
Yeah, drove right by it. If you want to see it and what's inside, I stopped after the show yesterday and went there because you guys on Facebook were calling me a big Nancy. So I went. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Cooler.
But it's led to a discussion. What have you found in the woods? We're the outdoorsy type. We like to go out and do stuff here. A couple text messages coming in.
Yeah, we got one from Arthur and Ipsy who said, there was a tank factory near where I grew up. I found a shell casing that was big enough to fit my 9-year-old arm into it.
Oh, my God.
Never found out where it was from, but we all assumed it was from a tank cannon.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, right?
Please tell me you kept that, right? You got to keep that.
That's
you don't
huge,
leave that in
though.
The woods.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know. Maybe you do leave it there.
Okay, now the other text message that Ryan's about to read you guys, we need some help to figure this out. I think I understand this, but go ahead.
Yeah, this one. So we got, found a box of adult movies with a letter said, "She made me. Sorry." On the letter. Poor guy.
All right, so now, who's he apologizing to? The box of porn? Anyone who finds it? Does he feel like he's lost his bank card because he had to get rid of his adult film collection?
I think so. And
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Who's gonna?
I feel like he's saying sorry to the movies, because if he was saying the letter to somebody else would be like, hey, she made me get rid of these.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy them.
Debbie Does Dearborn, whatever it is watching. Never someone apologize. No, 40-year-old virgin, right?
Yeah.
I had to get rid of these.
She made me get rid of these.
She made me get rid of these. He's so sad. Did the person keep the box, by the way? The person texted in, did they keep it? They didn't say, did they?
No. I'll ask them, though. We'll text them back.
Find out there. Jim and Port here on Good Morning. What you got, man?
Morning.
So what'd you find in the woods?
Well, believe it or not, it was a white plastic folding lawn chair.
Okay.
And the story behind it was, a buddy of mine and I were out walking, checking out, for deer season. And we're walking back, and we see this thing. So I stop. I literally, like, 2 steps off the side of the trail, and I pick it up. About 10 steps farther on, we hear a gunshot, and then it sounds like a swarm of bees, and then the bullet hit the tree next to us, and it sounded like an explosion. And the thing is if I hadn't stopped to pick up that lawn chair,
yeah,
we'd have walked right into that bullet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still have that chair today.
Yeah,
I'd hang on to it.
No, yeah, I think I would carry that chair with me everywhere I go.
It's been like 20 years. I still have that chair.
That is that's a crazy story, Jim. Thank you, buddy. It's good to know you're out there. You have a good day, man.
You too.
All right, there he goes. It was either a gunshot or the guy with found the adult film. A little before 7 o'clock, there's Ozzy. Birthday boy today. Happy birthday, Ozzy. 72? So, it's Big Jim's house here. Big Jim, Ryan, and I were talking about this. Drake has a cologne out that is supposed to smell like him. You could smell like Drake.
It's weird.
It's like pine leaves, and he's Canadian, so it's maple syrup or whatever.
Right? Sell out.
You know it's going to sell.
Wow.
Okay, fine. I started thinking about what classic rockers smell like. If you were going to do the same thing for classic... What do you mean? You're being grumpy.
I'm not being grumpy.
You're bashing on Drake, who's Canada's greatest treasure other than Gino Vannelli. I'm kidding, by the way. What would Ozzy smell like? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. It's a tough one. What would Ozzy, if they do an Ozzy cologne that's supposed to smell like him? Keith Richards would smell like Naugahyde, wouldn't it? I mean, just, embalming fluid or something? Whatever the hell that is. This is tough. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. In honor of Ozzy's birthday today, and since Drake has a cologne out now that smells like him, what would the Ozzy smell like? Sharon?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the name of it. Sharon! Smell like the Alamo, because we know what he did there.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, we're on to this one. Well, this one would be easy. It just smells like New Jersey and some girl named Wendy. Come on, man.
Big Jim's house.
Here he goes. Courtney Cox can hold up on stage, dance with him. 704 Big Jim's house. It's Ozzy's birthday, and we found out that Drake has his own cologne, so we're thinking to ourselves, what would an Ozzy cologne smell like? So the Drake cologne is supposed to smell like Drake. That's what they're advertising.
Okay.
So what goes into the Ozzy Osbourne cologne? 248-398-9279. Hold on, let's grab Larry here real quick. Larry! In Livonia. Hey, what's up? So what's in the Aussie cologne? What does it smell like?
Guano.
Oh, yeah, bat droppings.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Okay.
Well played. Well played, Larry. Thank you. All right, buddy. You have a good morning, man.
You too, man.
There he goes, Larry Livonia. Yeah, you got to have something with bats because Ozzy bit
me. Right.
Other text messages coming in there, Ryan?
Shelly said, dirty underwear mixed with some smoke and whiskey.
That could go for about 80% of the classic rockers, couldn't it? 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. There another one, too?
Yeah, there's one from the 248 that said leather mixed with next morning alcohol smell and stale cigarettes.
I see a theme here.
I like that next morning alcohol
smell.
Oh, God,
yeah,
need to have
gross,
that one.
Man. All right, we'll try line two here. Doug in Riverview, so what does the Ozzy Osbourne cologne smell like?
How about bat urine?
There it is, bat urine. Absolutely, for biting the head off a bat. I think we're on that
you
one.
Just name it that.
Actually, yeah, there you go. Doug, have a good morning, buddy.
Thank you.
There it goes, man. Line one. Tony Hamtramck, what does the Ozzy Osbourne cologne smell like?
Jack Daniels.
He loves JD, right? Is that his drink of choice? Okay.
Yeah,
smells like JD.
So.
All right, buddy. Tony, that sounds good this morning. Well, not now. You got to wait till 8. All right, Tony. Have a good morning, buddy. Appreciate you listening, man.
You too.
There he goes. 706. Some sort of urine because he peed on the Alamo.
Yeah.
Bat, like we said, guano. Larry had a good one, so you put some bat droppings. We missing anything for the Aussie cologne? It's got to smell like Sharon somehow. I don't know what that would... When you twist the thing open, it goes,
it just
Sharon!
Yells. Yeah, yeah, it yells at you.
That's the name of the cologne, is Sharon.
Every time you spray it, the...
Sharon! 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 Okay. 248-398-9279. No, you're onto it. Do you know what Seeger cologne smells like? Magic. America. Freedom. God.
Big Jim's house.
Hey, Jim, there's Ryan, Logan, and Angie. Who are we saying hi to this morning?
Yeah, we want to say hi to Kirk Taylor. He's out at U of M, part of the custodian crew, keeping it clean and safe out there working midnight. So
nice. Appreciate you having us on, man. City loves the station. Well, we'd love to know you're listening, too. By the way, a quick mention, keyword guest. We're still getting our house guest pictures. We're still putting those up, Ange. We're doing that? Okay, cool. 248-398-9279. Texas keyword guest, send us a picture. Don't have anything fancy. We'll get three walls covered in the studio. Okay, if you missed the show later on later in the show, there's a cooler in my neighborhood. In the woods. I put the pictures up. The keyword, of course, is...
Cooler.
I went there yesterday. If you want to see what it is, it's on there. I put a video up as well. I was convinced it was the head. There was a human head in there. I was freaked out by it. Drove by it for a couple days just staring at it like I'm not going out there.
Why wouldn't you be, though? I mean, that's the first thing I jumped to.
Right. Wait a minute. You were giving me crap about this yesterday.
I'm kidding. I was laughing at you. The first thing there's a cooler sitting over on the side of the road. That's a head.
Exactly. That's a logical leap. 248-398-9279. No, what would you find in the woods? You were telling me, like, you guys found... Well, you got it. You guys hung out in the woods a lot, though, growing up.
Yeah, that was where we'd spend days out there. We'd pack sandwich bags and stuff and go out there. But I was thinking about it. We found, like, shell casings and stuff. But then my brother reminded me of this. We walked way back and found a zip line, like, fully...
In the middle of the woods?
Yeah, fully
built. That's awesome.
Ready to go. We used it.
Kept going back there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. 2483. That's awesome. 248-398-9279. Chuck, good morning, buddy. What you got?
Morning. How you doing?
We're good. Oh, so we're still talking about the cooler I found in the woods. What'd you find in the woods?
Well, this is back in the Navy days. I think we were in Palma on our way to a bar. And we passed by this little wooded area, and there was a coffin. We think it was from, like, you know, the Day of the Dead type thing.
There was a coffin in the woods?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went over and opened it, and there was, like, fake bones inside. I held up one of the bones and told the guy that I was with, hey, look, I found a bone, and he was already gone. He was, like, 5 blocks away running.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that guy.
You opened a coffin in the woods? I don't care. Chuck.
Yeah, but we got to remember, it's like a Day of the Dead, or what do they call it for the Spanish?
So you were in Spain, right? You're in Spain.
I don't think that makes it better.
No.
I was in Spain for Day of the Dead, and I opened up a coffin in the woods.
You guys don't understand. Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, those are zombie movies. Why would you open up a coffin? Don't do that.
It was just a prop. I knew it was a prop. You can see it was all painted, you know, different colors.
All right, Chuck, if that's what you want to go with, I'm still not opening up the coffin. No way, man. All right, brother. You have a good morning, man. You be well.
Take it easy.
All right. The kid song goes, in a cabin in the wood, not a coffin in the woods. Wow. This guy would have opened it. Alice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd climb in.
Take a nap.
What's on your mind today? WCSX, Big Jim's house here, 723, 31 degrees. People Helping People, our sixth annual, and it gets better and better every year because of you. Chance to help out people right here in the Motor City. All you got to do is text us. The keyword, of course, is...
The keyword's people.
Yes. Submissions to help, offers to help. You'll see both clicks on there. You can either way. We need to know who you are, obviously. If you or someone you know is in need some help this time of year, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
Or if you want to jump in, do it. People are doing it already. For example, Bill Brown Ford heard about this. Matt and everybody there, they jumped in. They're going to pick out a couple families and take care of them during the holiday season. Thank you to Matt and everybody at Bill Brown Ford in Livonia. Good friends. By the way, they're trying to be the number one Ford dealer in the country.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Proud of these guys. Also, thanks to Sean and our Metro Detroit location, Pizza Hut locations. They stepped up as well. So because of Pizza Hut, we have $5,000. We're going to split it up randomly. 25 families get $200. And that's just the beginning.
Right.
So what we're trying to do as well is we're going to feature certain families and let you know. And you'll see the number on there. This is number 53. Someone submitted this one. This lady and her husband have been through many challenging times this year. They got hit with COVID. Her husband's been out of work as well as her. They're doing everything possible to remain financially stable. They've got a year and a half old baby girl, and they don't know how they're going to provide Christmas this year. This assistance could really help them out. Now, you want to jump in on this one? Go for it, dude. Why not? You got time, you got money, something you're grateful for this year? The number again is
53. Yeah, this is number 53. So just click the offer help tab that's there.
Yeah.
And it'll take you to the page, scroll right down to 53, and boom.
Ton of opportunities on there. Again, and we can't say enough about our friends at Bill Brown Ford for stepping up as well, and then Pizza Hut, Sean, and everyone there. Sixth annual.
Yeah.
Wow. Rolling along, man. So, you want to jump in? It's easy. Either way, either you need help or you want to help somebody else out. 248-398-9279. 248, say it too fast. 248-398-9279. Same number you used to call. You text. The keyword, of course, is
people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
People Helping People with Pizza Hut and our friends at
Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, there's Angie over to the other side of the glass over there. Hi, Angie. And Ryan Logan to my left. So we were talking about this. Critters getting into houses. There's a couple stories we'll get into this morning. But this first one, this lady loses it. Have you ever had an animal get into your house? 248-398-9279. We had a mouse once. That was about it.
No, I had a bunch living under my house last year.
Yeah, you and the
nothing
skunks.
Nothing inside, luckily.
Thank God. It's amazing they didn't try to come in. They could have. They were there for quite a while. So this young lady, well, listen closely.
I am so scared right now, okay? Ah! It's breaking in. There's something breaking in through the right there. Look. Oh, my God. I'm shaking. No! What is it? I'm about to die. I'm shaking. It's coming in. It's like a squirrel. I'm dead. I'm dead.
You're not dead.
I'm dead. Oh my gosh.
You're not gonna die.
I'm dead.
No.
I'm shaking to death. Oh my god, I can't. Oh! It broke in. It's in the house.
Okay, the squirrel didn't break in. It didn't use a pry bar coming there and trying to take your TV.
It was weird. Dude, it was wearing a ski mask, too.
That way you didn't know if it's a squirrel. Could just be a hairy kid with a big tail. 248-398-9279. We've had critters in your house. The poor lady, though, that would freak you out. And like she's saying, and apparently squirrels will eat through drywall to get into a house. Didn't know that.
Ugh. You got to get warm, man. It's getting cold out.
Just knock on the door. We'll let you in. Come on in. Grab a beer. We'll watch the game. Wednesday afternoon football. You're fine. Sit on the couch. Grab some nuts. They're right over there. You'll be fine. I'll let him in. You wonder, though, how many people have, like, critters in their wall now? Now, after that, any noise you hear in your house today is a critter, right? It's got to be.
100%.
Heidi, there are squirrels in the walls. This seems poor lady, though.
I am so scared right now, okay? Ah! It's breaking in. There's something breaking in through it right there. Look. Oh, my God. I'm shaking. No! What is it? Squirrel. I'm about to die. I'm shaking. It's coming in. It's like a squirrel. It's... I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. Oh, my gosh. I'm dead. I'm shaking to death. Oh, my God. I can't. Woo! It broke in. It's in the house.
I love her. Oh, my God.
Worst horror movie of all time.
She's doing the hand fan. Oh, my God.
Woo!
Oh, my God. 248-398-9279. Well, explain what we're talking about. It's a hilarious... woman freaking out about a squirrel in her house eating through the drywall, which I don't know about you. I did not know they will eat through drywall to get into your house.
No.
Makes sense. 248-398-9279. We had a good text message, though.
Yeah, I've had raccoons, squirrels, birds, and mice. The squirrel was a challenge, though. He was fast. I did the natural Canadian thing and went after him with a hockey stick.
Would you just, you don't go slap shot. You got to do wrister on that one, I would assume, right? You can't bring it all the way back.
Yeah, that or you do old school young blood and just start swinging it as hard as you can at him.
Look at you with the Rob Lowe reference. So this dude is running around the house with a hockey stick trying to hit a squirrel.
Oh, yeah. Probably put a hockey helmet on, too, because the cage is going to protect you. You know that.
Right. Do you drop the gloves? Does the squirrel fight back? What do you do if the squirrel's got like a little, like a McCarty jersey on? It just goes, let's do
this. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Get your ass beat by a turtle. Okay. There you go. All sorts of critters. You are lucky, though, that those skunks never got in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to. I don't know. In Heidi's dreams for 6 months, they were all over the bed in the closet and stuff, but never got in, thankfully. Thankfully.
Well, yeah. So she had a dream about Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like the one from the cartoon or the squirrels underneath there?
Is that the one? That one, yeah.
Oh, my little Heidi. Oh. My little darling. Get in there. What happened? 248-398-9279. Here's the young lady.
I'm shaking. It's coming in. It's like a squirrel. It's... I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. Oh, my gosh. I'm dead. I'm shaking to death. Oh, my God. I can't. Oh! It broke in. It's in the house.
It's in the house. The squirrel is in the house.
It broke in.
It did. It broke in. Had a little pick, little tiny. It broke right into the house. But poor lady's freaking out. So 248-398-9279. You call or text. Animals get into your house in honor of the young lady who was absolutely freaked out by a squirrel. What was the one about the possum? We had that text message.
Yeah, Trisha said way back in the day, like 30 years ago, I was renting a house and a possum got in. I jumped up and stood on the bed while I was waiting for animal control to come and get it. You know, I think the possum could get on the bed. No more possums.
Slipped on the bed. There it is. Yeah, I'm not. I throw the possum the keys and move. I'm like, those things are scary looking, man. 248-398-9279. Some of my favorite texts this morning is the Canadian, the 5191. What was he? He had all these critters, but then
What was it
with the squirrel?
Said the squirrel was fast. He had to do the natural Canadian thing and get after him with a hockey stick. Yeah.
We still try to visualize this in our mind. Did they Did he try to shoot it? Did he have a fight with it? Would he chase it around the house?
Oh, I think you're just swinging that stick. You're just trying
overhand,
to chop it.
Like you said, Youngblood, you're just going crazy with him.
2 minutes for slashing.
Andy, go ahead, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, backhand that little bugger or put him out and clothesline him and let him dry and hang around for a while.
That's what our Canadian friend who chased a squirrel out of his house of hockey, like, clothesline him. Put him on the boards, man. Go Gordie Howe. Just wail on him.
Just don't butt end him. You'll take 5 minutes for that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we're going to think about all day is how you could go after a squirrel with a hockey stick.
Five
right?
in a game, man. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Just watch what corner you put him up in the net.
Can we get a little tiny abs jersey and put Wah on him and then just jump at him occasionally? Yeah, just clothesline.
Just make sure one last thing. Try don't shoot him between the legs.
You can't five-hole a squirrel. It's tough, man. Andy, have a good morning, bud.
Somebody will lose their...
I was waiting for that. Bye. Good Lord. Later, bud.
Bye. Good day, guys.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. Text messages still coming in. Phone calls as well. We'll get to John. John, hang on. We'll get to you in a second here. Other text messages?
Yeah, Scott said you used to get bats in the house probably a couple times a week. Yeah, a couple times a week. It was an old house that was built in the 1900s. Had a cat. His name was Cletus. And he would go around and look for the bats for him. So he had a
bat Cletus cat
named yeah. Cletus.
That's halfway to a Dr. Seuss book. The cat with a bat? Right? I would not eat him in the attic. I wouldn't. Anyway, okay, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. We'll get back to these stories. Here's some good ones. Oh, God, Dan in Livonia has a squirrel story, apparently. And Angie's making a scrunchy face, so it's got to be gross.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to him in a second here. I don't know how to segue from squirrels to steak, but I'm going to do it. Do not, when we send you the keyword steak, for Omaha Steaks, it's omahasteaks.com, and you put WCSX in there, but we've made it even easier. We know you're busy, you're heading to work, whatever you're doing in the morning, just text us the keyword steak. We'll send you the link right to your phone. When you go there, don't scroll down. You know why.
Yes.
First of all, what we're getting you is the Deluxe Grillers assortment. These sirloin steaks are amazing. The chicken is unbelievable. I made chicken parm out of it. Best chicken parm I've ever had. Best. The hot dogs, Coney's, hot dogs are huge. Not
oh,
only
they're
huge,
massive,
but they taste. It's Omaha Steaks. You know this is Omaha Steaks. So we're going to get you this amazing deal. There's side items in there. These potato little croquettes that they do, and caramel apple tarts, and there's so much more. But we're going to get and burgers as well. You got to have the burgers. If you text us keyword steak, we'll send you the link, and we will get you 4 extra burgers and a real digital meat thermometer. None of this crap where you stick your hand in and go, "That's good." So you want this. Keyword steak. There's 2 decisions you have to make. It asks you, is this for you or is this for someone else? It's kind of like the Sophie's Choice for steak lovers. Like, I want these. Get them for you first, then get someone else, man. Trust me. A keyword steak. Oh, and the price point, we're going to help you there. But when you scroll down, get off the website. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't.
All right.
If you scroll down, you can upgrade and get the fillets.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you scroll down even further, there's more. I'm telling you right now, if you're a steak lover and you go there, block out a couple minutes. Because you're going to go, it's magical. It's Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code WCSX in the search bar. But even easier, just text us. The keyword is
steak.
Yeah. You said it. Now you have to go look at it. You want to go look at steak?
I want to eat some of it.
I know. When we were young, we looked at other things on the internet. Now it's just. Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX 805. Battle of the Burbs. We'll get players next. So hang in. We'll start getting players in about 5 minutes. We're still getting calls and text messages about the critters in your house. With this great audio of a lady who, she had a squirrel eat through the drywall and get into her house. And she freaked out. Which I would freak out too. If there's a squirrel eating its way into my house, yeah, I'd have a problem with that. 248-398-9279. Somebody texting in, was it a raccoon one?
For 586. Once I had a raccoon come through the chimney, through the fireplace. So down the chimney and through the fireplace when I lived in Detroit. Had to call animal control to get it out. And then it tore up my sofa while trying to hide.
Oh, so it knows.
As they're waiting for animal. Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Right when you get out that phone, it's probably like, they get their little radio on to their buddy doing recon outside. The recon raccoon.
So you're claiming this is a coordinated attack on this woman, on this person's house?
I mean,
okay.
You've seen.
I don't think raccoons really do. What do you got there? Using Xfinity Mobile? What you got on there, bud?
Hey, you've seen the squirrel commercials where they get in front of cars on purpose. Why wouldn't raccoons break into houses on purpose?
You're not wrong. They've already got the little mask on. You don't even know who they are. 248-398-9279. Why am I green? Dan, good morning. No, go ahead. What is this about the squirrel?
Hey, does it count if the critter was already dead when you found them?
Sure. What happened?
Well, this was a long time ago. We had a house on a crawl, and I noticed like a sound coming from the water heater in the little laundry room we had off the kitchen.
Okay.
And it was like a sound, like, a couple of days I couldn't figure out what it was, and finally my father-in-law came over, and the pipe that drains the fumes out of the house that goes up through the ceiling.
Yeah, your vent. Absolutely,
squirrel,
yeah.
The vent. A squirrel had crawled into the vent pipe, and he couldn't get out, and his face had melted like right above the water heater from, the temperature going up. And it was his bodily fluids dripping on top of the water heater. We had to take out the vent, and he was wedged in there pretty good. I mean, it was funny. His whole front end was melted. But the back end was all still fluffy, and he wasn't stiff or anything. But it was pretty gross.
Did you cook him up? Just throw him in a pot after that?
Yeah. We just I kind of like had some gloves on. Didn't want to catch anything, and just threw him in the trash and hooked everything back up. We were good to go.
And then watch Face Off with Nicolas Cage. Never mind. Bad joke. Sorry. Yeah. All right, Dan. That's a hell of a story. Thank you. I guess. All right, buddy. Have a good morning.
Easy.
All right. Thanks, I guess. Well, you don't need to cook him because he's already been basically sous vide anyway, right?
So gross. Like classic restaurant menu choices. The
right.
Squirrel melt.
Hey, man. Yeah. Take out only, though. Take it out of the van. Battle of Burbs. Can't come soon enough after that call.
Big Jim's house.
To do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down river!
East side.
West side. Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenau.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, the one and only Kent Calvert. Casey, the casual one. Love you, buddy. 822. Got our players on the horn. Everybody ready?
Right.
All right. Scott on line one. What's cracking, Scott?
Oh, just at work.
Where do you work?
I work for myself. I do construction.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you can kind of take a break now. You're the boss. Line five, that's Ron downriver. What's cracking, Ron?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. You ready?
Retired.
Okay, retire. Okay, so, yeah, you're fine. John, Westside, what are you up to, John?
Just at work.
And where do you work?
I'm at a hospital.
Okay. All right. You stay safe, all you guys. Here we go. Two out of three wins. Angie's got the bullhorn to my right. Do not answer until you're called upon. And, of course, Battle of the Burbs, sponsored by Realtor Jeff Glover. Buying or selling your house is never a battle. Realtor Jeff Glover, a household name, online at householdname.com. Question number one. Ozzy Osbourne turned 72 today. He's best known as the front man of what band?
West Side.
Ooh, John, what's the answer?
Black Sabbath.
There we go.
Ooh, yeah!
That's a close one.
Sharon!
You didn't yell Sharon, Ryan. Sharon!
Oh, sorry. I thought you were spraying his cologne from earlier.
Okay, here we go. Question number
two.
Sharon!
What classic Christmas movie is the major award from?
East Side.
Scott, what's the answer?
Christmas Carol.
Not Christmas Carol. Ooh.
Downriver.
Ron, what's the answer?
Scrooge.
Nope.
Scrooge.
West Side.
John for the win.
Miracle on 34th Street?
No, that's not it. Yeah. A Christmas Story. That's what we're doing our major award from. Major award. Today at 9 on 94.7 WCSX.
It's okay. A major award.
It's a major award. That's okay. Question number three. 16 years ago, Ken Jennings ended his 74-game winning streak on what game show?
West Side.
John for the win.
Jeopardy.
Well played, dude. You have won. Congratulations, Scott and Ron. We play a little bit later on Friday. We'll do it around 8:50. All right, good job there. Ryan, tell him what he's won.
You got the $20 gift certificate to Red Olive Restaurants, and then you got the pair of passes to the Holly Dazzle Light Festival there at Michigan Renaissance Festival.
Sounds great. Thank
you. Nice, brother. Congratulations. Jim's house is 838, 30 degrees right now. Big Jim is Ryan Logan to my left. Angie right on the other side in the producer's room. Okay. Yesterday around this time, I was talking about the cooler in my neighborhood, in the woods.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. Not by the side of the road, in the woods. You could see it there. I went and looked.
Ooh.
You guys called me a coward. Although my buddy Sandy's like, do not open this thing. Coming up in 10 minutes, I'll tell you what was in there. Actually, I have audio, too, so we'll share that with you. If you cannot wait, if you need to know now, if one of those people are like, don't do this to me, keyword is cooler, right?
Yeah, cooler.
Okay. And if you love, we love stories. If you want to share what you found in the woods, 248-398-9279. I did not watch the movie Seven last night. Nope, it was on, too. I was channel surfing. I saw Seven. Nope, I'm not watching this.
Oh, you should have.
Why? The whole head in the no.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was there. Hey man, you almost had the same experience though. You guys went like Stand By Me when you were a kid, right?
Yes. Yeah, I thought that we found a dead body. And like walking along the river behind where I lived, there was an overpass that went the creek like ran through it.
Sure.
And we used to sit down there and catch crayfish and stuff, and then we looked and like, dude, that's a dead body back there. My brother and his friends were a little bit older, but we thought it was we called the cops. They came out, but it was just some sandbags that, I don't know, construction workers or something threw down there. But we were fully convinced that we found a dead body.
Dude, how freaked out were you?
I mean, we were a little freaked out, but we were more curious. Like, you go and poke it. You go and touch it.
You guys didn't go up and...
No, I would. And I was too... No, I was little, man.
How old were you?
I was probably 6 or 7.
That's Stand By Me.
Trying to run around with my brother, yeah.
So the cops did come out?
Yeah, they came out, and it was just sandbags. The guys playing a prank on little kids.
Well, I don't think that was the...
Either that or it was a dead body, and they just told us it was sandbags to not traumatize us. I just thought of that.
Damn. That's not a bad conspiracy there. It's not a bad move.
These little kids are going to be freaked out. They're sandbags.
You're rubbing your... He's actually rubbing his hands on his jeans. You just scared yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just... I'll tell you what was in the cooler next. Hang with us. It's Big Jim's house here. We got a dog. Daily dog adoption. We've teamed up with our friends at Detroit Dog Rescue. Christina's awesome. And Happy Howie's Natural Dog Treats. When you adopt a poopy dog, you're going to get a welcome home package full of great treats. HappyHowie's.com. See what they've got. Now, text us. The keyword is...
Dog.
Dog. Dog. I love how you say dog.
Dog. Doggy.
Dog. Today's dog is Helen. Helen is 3 years old. Kid friendly. And about the cutest damn dog I've ever seen.
Look at that. Look at that stare in that picture.
The ears, man. It's white, but it's got like a little bit of splotch, like grayish kind of.
Yeah, a little brown on the ears.
Oh, what a beautiful dog. It's the eyes, isn't it?
Look, they're dogs, staring at me right now.
All your friends are getting dogs. You guys need a dog.
Helen.
Helen, you want to talk to him? Dog talk.
Hey, Helen. No, I don't know.
You can't have a dog until you learn how to dog talk properly. Everyone listening, you're going to say, Helen, you good boy, you good girl. Yes, you are, Helen. You good puppy dog. Yes, you are. You're kid friendly. Your name's Helen. Someone's going to adopt a Papa Schnoodles with the doodles. Yes, you are.
Papa Schnoodles with the
doodles. Yeah, you just make up stuff, man. Dude, it's how it rolls. Helen is so cute. My God, those eyes are amazing. Keyword dog. A good dog can just pierce your soul.
Yes.
And I mean that in the best way possible. Those eyes are magical.
That's what it's doing, just looking at us.
Yeah, looking at you. You can't handle this. Are you going to be okay doing this? Because every morning you get stressed out because you're thinking this is the dog I'm going to get.
I know. I just want them all. But I'm not going to do that. I can't do that.
What do you mean?
Adopt like 15 of them.
Just one. You only need one. Or two or three. Heidi, get him. His birthday's coming up on the 13th. Get him a dog. Daily dog adoption, man. It is on with our friends at Detroit Dog Rescue and Happy Howie's Natural Treats. The keyword, of course, is...
dog.
You send it to... all you do is text us, keyword dog. We'll send it right to you. Yes, we will. Helen is such a good girl. Ryan, are you a good boy?
Stop.
Yes, you
stop.
Are.
Stop.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house here. Donnie coming up at 10 o'clock. We got the power lunch today. Dave Dahmer on your ride home. Jim Pelucci sounds great. Heard him listen last night, as a matter of fact, there. So, 248-398-9279 is the studio number if you ever want to get a hold of us. I'm trying to figure out the story. I have some research for you. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, this comes out of Spain. 20 kids started growing hair all over their bodies after they were mistakenly given a Rogaine-like hair restorer for their upset stomachs. The bottles were mislabeled. They were sent to pharmacies in three cities. Minoxidil? Yeah, I've heard of minoxidil for hair loss instead of stomach medication.
That's a tough one to screw up.
Is that your job is you have to go find some photos of this. There's got to be pictures somewhere. Cantabria, Spain. 20 kids, just hair all over their bodies. All I imagine is Teen Wolf, right? I mean, that's... they just hairy kids. 20 of them. Wow. Okay.
It developed werewolf syndrome.
Is that what it's...
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Treating this show like a Christmas present and wrapping it up.
Oh,
come on,
hey,
that's timely.
Hey now.
It's better than the Brooks and Dunn one I normally do. Anyway, we are... Audi 5000, all your booze.
Oh, you could have done without that one for today. You got stuck, though. We're out of here, man.
Yeah, you got
it. We're straight. Compton out of here, man.
Okay, Lavonia, boy. Yeah, don't even try, man. Two of the most uncool people on the radio trying to be cool. It doesn't work. Donnie's coming in next. She's cool. And then Dave later on today. He's cool. We know Dave's cool.
Yep.
We're back tomorrow morning. We're going to traumatize Ryan.
I don't want to do this.
I apologize ahead of time.
Why? This is something that you can't show me until you do it. Just...
It'll freak you out. It's going to freak you out. And it's a sound. It's all it is. It's all it is a sound. 7:40 tomorrow morning.
You sure? We should do it at like 11:40.
We may do it once an hour. No, we wouldn't do that.
Let's do it at 16:74.
Yeah, good. 7:40 tomorrow morning, we're going to genuinely freak out Ryan. I apologize.
I didn't know what's coming, and I am nervous about it. Just thinking.
It's pretty freaky. We'll get into that. All right, you guys be well. Also, quick reminder, Monday morning, 8:20 to 8:50, we're going to spend a half hour with Peter Frampton. That Peter Frampton. We're calling it a session. Big Jim's house, little session here. Peter Frampton, his new autobiography. We're going to tell some stories, talk about the Motor City, and play the music of Peter Frampton. Oh, about a half hour, nothing but Frampton. That'll be Monday. All right, you guys be good. Do you want to hear the sound now, or you want to wait till tomorrow?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.